Dude, that's an awful reading. Bullying. And there's all kinds of names that are difficult to pronounce there. And big rule about reading the Bible and saying the Bible out loud. Doesn't matter if you pronounce the names incorrectly or correctly or anywhere around correct. I may say them differently than you do, but that's because I'm really smart. No, kidding. It's because I say them that way, and who knows exactly how they're supposed to be saying. But I don't. Pardon?
First time I ever said them.
First time you ever said them. First time you ever looked at it this morning, just like that, right? No. I do not have warm feelings toward Penina. She was cruel. She provoked Hannah just to irritate her. What she did was awful, unkind, unconscionable, simply mean. Her cruelty is glaring. And yeah, she was jealous. Okay. Elkanah was more generous with Hannah. Penina acted out of that jealousy. Yes. But what she did was bullying straight up. It's cruel. It was unnecessary. I seek to live out the United Church of Christ's catchphrase, no matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you're welcome here. I think for the most part, I do. But I have a really difficult time showing kindness and love for folks who bully, manipulate, exploit, ridicule, and abuse others. I have a really difficult time showing kindness and love for folks who bully, make up lies, distort what other people say, use fear and hate as weapons, call some of God's children evil and cruel names, and doing it all while calling themselves Christian. Even if I have an even more difficult time with folks who, when called out on bullying, make up lies, distorting what other people say, using fear and hate as weapons, calling some of God's children evil and cruel names, doing all of it while calling themselves Christian, claim that they're being persecuted, or sound the, "I'm offended that you would make such an accusation like that. You're a terrible, rude person." Maybe I should tell you what I really think. See, it's gotten increasingly difficult to think even kind thoughts about folks who demonize a culture, a skin color, a religion, a nationality, a sexual orientation, a gender identity, because of the acts of people who wish to instill fear or hatred in order to get their agenda across. While at the same time, sometimes people dismiss the frequent actions of those who come from a certain place, color, gender, some privilege, who commit terrorist acts. They say that's an aberration. We have racial tension. We have hatred. We do. We have violence and homegrown terrorism in our cities, in our college campuses, concerts, bars, schools, too many other places. It reminds us that there is continual work to be done toward ending the cycle of violence and working towards a world of peace, working towards a world of equality, working towards a work of justice, or a world of justice. Just think, the attacks in Thousand Oaks, in Tallahassee, in Pittsburgh, in Parkland, in Santa Fe, Orlando, Annapolis, countless other U.S. cities. They're not only attacks on all humanity and the universal values that I hope we share. At least I thought we did. And the United States is not the only place, of course. In 2018, there have been major attacks all over the world. Afghanistan, Pakistan, Syria, Libya, Iraq, Somalia, Democratic Republic of Congo, Yemen, Nigeria, Mali, Tajikistan, Jerusalem, Palestine. The list is endless. And I don't know if I can continue seeing the silver lining by pointing out that good people do good things and to look for the helpers. As much as I want, As much as I want to lift up the Mr. Rogers-ness, it gets harder. People are good, and sometimes they do despicable things. But, you know, painting all people of an entire culture or skin color or religion or nationality with one brush doesn't help. Violence met with violence doesn't help. It only produces more violence. Threats of violence and getting tough only produce more violence. Terror met with terror only produces more terror. War met with war, you get it, only produces more war. We have to work for a better way, a better future, one that's rooted in peace. See, this violence is not part of God's plan. You can find violence all through the Old Testament, even some in the New Testament. But at least I don't think it's part of God's plan. If it is part of God's plan, then God is a terrible planner. And I really don't think that's the case. We're just not living out love, preferring hate, fear, and violence to love, justice, and peace. So, I'm emotional about this. Angry. Somehow, maybe it's wishful thinking, but somehow, I don't even know how, hopeful. In today's reading, Hannah was somehow hopeful, too. She was really upset because she couldn't have a baby. Elkanah tried to console her. He didn't do a great job. Aren't I better than 10 sons? No. Hannah was still deeply distressed. And she prayed, she prayed, and she prayed, and she prayed. She bargained with God. Can you do that? People try. She promised that if she had a boy, she would dedicate him as one who would serve God always. He would be a Nazarite. No hair would ever, or no blade would ever touch his hair. I've just got to get a Kleenex here a little bit. There's none left in the pulpit, but I know there's some right there. Look at that. Thank you. You know who else was a Nazarite? No blade would ever touch his hair. That's Samson. People talk about, you know, all this strength, and if he ever had his hair cut. I mean, he didn't have his hair cut because he was a Nazarite. But Samuel was going to be that too. Hannah didn't know about Samuel yet. She was just praying. She prayed constantly. She prayed without making noise. You ever do that? Probably. Still moving her lips. Eli the priest. Eli was a good guy, but Eli saw her and said, "Drunk woman." She wasn't. She told him she was just praying. And he said, "Well, may God grant your request." God did. So she did strike a bargain with God. Or maybe God was going to do that all along. But she did try to bargain, and that was the response. People usually gloss over this part of the Bible where Hannah struck a bargain with God and got what she was looking for. Just hang it right there. Maybe you can. I don't know. Maybe you can't. I don't think you can. And theology would tell us don't do it that way. But you see people do it. Hannah had a son. He was called Samuel. He served God. He grew up to be the leader who anointed Saul and David as kings of Israel. Happy ending. The Bible doesn't say, like the whisper, they're not so happy, right? Yeah, but at the cutoff point, King David. You're right. The Bible doesn't say that Hannah made snippy comments back to Peninnah, but I kind of hope she did. And I kind of hope she didn't. The Bible doesn't say anything more about Peninnah at all. Good. I'm still going to hold on to that anger directed at Peninnah. Maybe it's better to focus on what Hannah did. But you know, they're both there. Hannah was upset. She was greatly distressed. She wouldn't eat. She was miserable. She was anxious. She was vexed. She wasn't drunk. And she poured out her soul to God. Here's a phrase to remember. There is nothing we cannot pour out to God. Jumbled thoughts, powerful emotions, pour it out. Trouble naming, feeling, or even acknowledging what it is, pour it out. God hears our prayers. Don't believe in any of it? When you're in a place that is safe, remember, safe, safe, there really is nothing that you can't pour out. Jumbled thoughts, powerful emotions, trouble naming, feeling, or even acknowledging what it is. When we are in a place, a time, a feeling that is safe, we can pour it out. I can't promise that there's always an ending that is happy in this. Maybe it's not going to turn out like Hannah. Maybe our bargain isn't going to work. It's likely not the way things usually happen, but we can pour it out. God hears our prayers. If you don't believe that the universe hears our prayers, there is something good about being able to pour things out in a safe environment. So if you have trouble forgiving somebody, you're angry, you're done, you're happy, thinking about maybe lightning would strike if you ever came to church, not for you who are here because you're here, but anybody maybe listening later, sharing this message with a friend and they think it. Are you scared? Are you feeling like demonizing someone different than you are? You drunk? Did you make a mistake? Are you strong? Don't think you're any good? Grieving? Doubting? Not doing it right? Filled with bitterness? Pour it out. God hears our prayers. Angry, happy, done, unbelieving, scared, unkind, drunk, mistaken, strong, not good, grieving, doubting, not doing it right. Pour it out. So, to all here, on the day after our 125th anniversary, starting, in a way, our 250th journey, even our 126th journey, to all here in the global community, let's pour it out together. Peace.